So today, this morning, we are joyfully celebrating the Nativity of Blessed Mother. So I have in my mind three ideas to share with you. The first one, on the birthday of our Blessed Mother, it is a good time for each one of us to offer our praise and gratitude to Almighty God. For He has shown His faithfulness, mercy, and love to humanity and to all of us. This is because you remember from the beginning, after the fall of our first parent, Adam and Eve, right after that, God promised that He would give humanity a woman. And that woman, that very woman, will crush the serpent's head. That is Satan. So that is why the birth of Mary is to show that God always remember His promise that He made to humanity, and He's the faithful and loving one who always keep and carry out what He has promised to us. So that is why today is a very good occasion for us to offer God our praise and gratitude for God showing His mercy, His love, and His faithfulness to us and to all humanity. And the second one, today is the birth of Mary is a very good occasion for us to contemplate the greatness, the beauty, and the perfection of the wonder bearing the name Mary. So Mary is a creature, the most perfect creature of God. Her perfection exceeds far beyond all the angels and the saints in heaven, and we know that. So that is why the church and all of us, we extol and praise Mary by like 48 different titles in the litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the litany, we invoke and we praise Blessed Mother by 48 different titles. And for sure, our Blessed Mother is worthy of all those titles that are given to her. And even more than that. So some people say that if we had a true Pope, then maybe more titles will be added to the litany of Blessed Virgin Mary, to pray her, to invoke her name. And so this year, we keep contemplating the wonder of Mary that God has given to humanity and to all of us. And another way to help her to contemplate the greatness, beauty, and perfection of Mary, we can imagine this like to make a habitation for humanity. God created the earth. And to make a habitation for angels, God created heaven. And to make a habitation for His only begotten Son, God created Mary. So Mary is the greatest wonders that God had created. Yeah. And in this day, on her, we're commemorating the birth of Mary, we keep contemplating the beauty and the greatness and the perfection of Blessed Virgin Mary. And the third one, and lastly, on the birthday of Mary, we are invited to think about like what gift, what the most meaningful and most pleasing gift that we can offer our Blessed Mother on this day and throughout in our life. So for sure, usually we do pray the Holy Rosary. That can be a very good spiritual gift we can offer our Blessed Mother daily. Another thing, we can follow the examples, imitate her virtues, is also a way that we can please her and then offer her the meaningful gifts we can. But another way, I would like to invite each one of you to remember, especially in this time, to call to mind what Our Lady reveals to Lucia in 1917 and in subsequent apparitions. Our Lady showed to Sister Lucia her immaculate heart, piercing through by many thorns. And she says, "Look, this is my immaculate heart, piercing with thorns. Which is the sins of the peoples constantly committed against my immaculate heart? And no one console me and do reparation to have to remove the thorns from my heart." And Our Lady instructed Lucia specifically what to do. And she says to practice the Holy Communion of Reparation on five consecutive, the first Friday, first Saturday. So by doing so, they can console me and to help to remove the thorns from my heart. And Our Lady says, "I promise those who do that, I will assist them at the moment, at the hour of death, and all the necessary grace of salvation." And also after 1917, in Tui, Spain, together with Our Lady in the Child Jesus, also appeared to Sister Lucia. And Sister Lucia, being told by her confessor that the communion preparation on first Saturday already existed. And why we had to do on five first Saturday, but not other number. And Sister Lucia said Jesus told her specifically the people should do on first Saturday because there are five ways that people used to insult our Blessed Mother in five different ways. The first one are those who against the Immaculate Conception. And the second one is those against the perpetual virginity. And the third one, those who against the divine maternity and refuse to accept our Blessed Mother, the Mother of God and the Mother of humanity. And the fourth one, those who implant in the children's heart the indifference, the contempt, and the hate against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And the fifth, the last one, are those who insult Blessed Mother in her sacred images. So that the five ways that Jesus Christ himself told Sister Lucia that the people used to against and committed against the Blessed Mother. So that is why our Blessed Mother requested that people should do communion or reparation on five consecutive first Saturday. And by doing so, it would be a great consolation to our Blessed Mother and to help to remove the thorns from her heart. So again, so I think that is the most like a pleasing gift we can offer our Blessed Mother. By practice what she personally requested. And in here, when I say about this, so many Catholics in other parts of the world and in my country, so this is how we can do that. Because we have no true mass and sacraments and priests in here. So God is not required, God is impossible to you to try to practice like a spiritual communion. But here we are blessed because we are able to approach and we have mass and sacrament and everything available to us. So hopefully each one of you can, I know many already practice the communion or reparation on first Saturday. But for those who have done that, begin to do. Because that's very acceptable and very pleasing to our Blessed Mother for those and for each one of us to do what she requested so that she can be consoled and to help her to remove the thorns piercing through her heart. So the Immaculate Heart of Mary pray for us.